All right, let's go through the materials of the Launching Reading and Writing Workshop in the Middle School Classroom materials. So start in the Start Here folder. Go ahead and click Teacher's Guide. By the end of this unit, your students will learn the simple structure of workshop. Make responsible choices during work time. Utilize their notebook in order to personalize their learning and notes. Build up their writing stamina. Use mentor text to improve their writing. Get help from their peers. Have conversations or conferences with you about their reading and writing life and be able to find books they'll enjoy. You will also teach students about the difference between assessment and grades. This is a lot of learning packed into only 10 mini lessons. All of the skills your students will learn in this unit are foundational, so it's important to go back and review them when necessary. The mini lessons in this unit should be taught multiple times throughout the school year as needed. This unit is centered around teaching using a workshop model. If you are new to using workshop, I have many resources for you on my website about how to implement workshop in your class. And you can click the links to find additional information. I have a beginner's guide to writing workshop, the ultimate writing workshop routines guide, the five essentials of writing workshop, how I teach reading and writing workshop in 54 minutes. These are the best foundational blog posts on my website. Now let's talk about planning your unit. A regular reading and writing unit should last about 3 weeks, so 15 school days. This unit includes 10 mini lessons. However, some of the mini lessons could last a day or two or longer. The following activities could take a bit longer, and so I included these mini lessons twice on the planning calendar. Teaching noise levels will probably take multiple days, and you should refer to noise levels throughout the year, every day. Note-taking takes multiple days. Using mentor text and how to use mentor text takes multiple days. Finding a good book, that takes all year for some students. And teaching about assessments. Just because you teach something one time doesn't mean your students know it or learned it. The writing partners and conference mini lessons could also take extra days. Just make sure to pay attention to what your students are accomplishing during work time and what they are struggling with. Use your observations to make judgments about what to teach the next day. If you have to, review the concepts. All right, so day one, you're going to teach the mini lesson called What is Workshop? And I'll go over what that mini lesson entails in just a moment. Day two, you'll teach noise levels. Day three, you'll teach noise levels. Day four, you'll teach about writing notebooks. Day five, you'll teach about writing stamina. Day six, personalized note-taking. Day seven, personalized note-taking. Day eight, mentor text. Day nine, mentor text. Day 10, writing partners. Day 11, conferences. Day 12, finding a good book. Day 13, finding a good book. And day 14 and 15 is dedicated to assessment. This is just tentative. Change these dates and the mini lessons however you see fit. Mini lessons don't have to be anything elaborate or fancy. You just need to follow this simple structure. Hook, teaching point, model, work time, share time. That's your entire workshop period. How to write your own mini lessons. There's a link to a blog article all about how to write your own mini lessons. Now I want to talk about reading and writing alongside your students. It is so powerful to actually perform the task you ask your students to do. Why? Because you become fully aware of the roadblocks and the different paths toward success. Forcing yourself to take all the steps you expect of students also forces you to examine the challenges. If you are resistant to writing or reading, you can bet you have students who are too. Break free from the struggle by beginning the act of reading and writing every day. For a long time, I made excuses about how I didn't have time to read. I realized I needed to stop making excuses and make time. Now I go to bed at 8:30 p.m. every night so I can read in bed for 30 minutes and sometimes an hour if I'm really into the book. I also make time to write every day. It's my favorite thing to do. So this isn't much of a struggle for me, but it could be for you and it could be for your students. My recommendation is to carve out time every day to read or write. If it could be while your students are reading and writing too. Put it in a calendar and make it a habit by forcing yourself to do it, even if your brain complains or makes excuses not to. I don't enjoy writing stories. I'm more into informational writing. Obviously, I wrote this unit and I love writing on my blog. I write stories and I tell stories and I put a personal narrative that I wrote about a terrible day skiing with my husband. I put a link to it in the teacher's guide if you're interested. So if I can do it, you can do it. So get started. I promise you will gain so much inspiration for lessons you can use to support your budding readers and writers. By reading and writing more, you'll be able to have meaningful conversations about the process with students. Remember, your most important job is to model the struggle, the process, the joy that comes from living a readerly and writerly life. Now let's talk about the assessment tools. All of the assessment tools in this unit are optional. Choose what you grade. Give points or a grade for carefully. Have students grade themselves and reflect on their own progress as often as possible. Keep conference tracking simple. You are only one person, so don't overwork yourself. All of these tools are editable, so feel free to edit them to fit your needs. But please do not share them with other teachers. Doing so would break copyright laws. Please refer your colleagues to my store or website or this membership program. Teachers conferring questioning tool. So this is for teacher and student to use. This tool is meant to support you in having meaningful conversations with your students. I recommend putting it on a clipboard that you carry around while conferring. Do not feel like you need to write down students' answers, though. If you have time, you can jot a few things or have students fill it out after your conversation. The peer conference checklist is for teacher use. This sheet is meant to be a formative assessment that is utilized throughout a unit. Observe student conversations and behaviors when working with partners. You can use codes to track how students are doing. Use a check mark if students are exhibiting the skill, a star if they're exceeding, and a minus if they are not exhibiting the skill yet, or an X. Feel free to use a coding system that works for you. Remember to keep things simple. The stamina observations assessment tool is to track students' stamina each day. Your students will practice stamina and you'll learn about how to teach stamina in the stamina mini lesson. You should have practice stamina days weekly or monthly. On each of your chosen stamina days, use this tool and then compare them throughout the year to track student progress. Peer conference tracking sheet for student use. Students can track how often they get help from a partner and with what, using tally marks on this tracking sheet. First 2 weeks of workshop self-assessment for student use. This is a reflection sheet you can use after launching reading and writing workshop. All the mini lessons you taught during this lesson are included in this sheet. Single point rubrics, the memoir and personal narrative single point rubrics for student and teacher use. I've included a memoir and a personal narrative single point rubric in this unit so you can give students the skills they will be graded on before your next unit. It is important to keep your rubrics simple and use them throughout the unit, not just at the end. I love single point rubrics because the middle section lists specific skills. Points can be chosen easily, and there are comment sections on either side of the skills. There are two versions of the narrative writing single point rubric. One includes points and the other is blank. You can always change the point values too. And you can learn more about single point rubrics on my blog post called 10 Ways to Make Grading Easier. So this was all about the teacher's guide, and the next audio will be all about the mini lessons.